بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عشر. This is the 12th hadith in this chapter. This chapter is of commanding the right and forbidding the wrong, which is a duty on everyone. And every narration that we have read, it points to the same fact. So further, عن أبي عبد الله طارق بن شهاب البجلي الأحمسي رضي الله تعالى عنه. حضرت عبد الله بن طارق بن شهاب البجلي الأحمسي رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates. With regard to the narrator, طارق بن شهاب البجلي الأحمسي, he fought in 33 battles during the times of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He lived in Kufa and passed away in the 83rd year of Hijri. So he says that أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد وضع رجله في الأرض. That a person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this condition, that he had put his legs in the stirrup already. That is, he was mounting his conveyance, his horse, whatever it might be, and he had put his legs on the stirrup ready now to travel. At that last moment, then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul jihad afdal, which jihad is the best jihad? At that time he asked this question. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told him, Kalimatu Haqqin inda Sultanin Jairin, to say the true word in front of an oppressive ruler. The same hadith we read before this, the hadith before this was also the same hadith, but this is differently narrated. So we will just repeat again the explanation that why is this the best jihad. That is, to say the word of truth in front of the oppressive ruler. Why is that regarded as the best of all jihad? This hadith teaches us that one of the greatest forms of jihad is to confront an oppressive ruler. That is the first thing that we understand from this hadith, that Nabi, they are the jihad on the battlefield, fighting with the enemy, etc. That is also jihad, and that is very great jihad. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, to say a just word, a true word in front of an oppressive ruler, that is the best jihad. Ulama have given various explanations why this form of jihad is the most superior. One of them is that a person who engages in physical combat when the enemy is in a fluctuating state of hope and fear. When a person is fighting on the battlefield, he has either got hope in him that he will win the battle, he'll kill the enemy, and he will gain martyrdom, that fear that he has. So he is between hope and fear there all the time, that either he will either kill the enemy, he will return victorious, he will get the booty and spoils of war also. And he has also got this fear that he might be killed also. On the other hand, he does not know in physical combat what the enemy is in a threat of hope and fear. He does not know whether he will be victorious or defeated. In comparison to the one who confronts a tyrant ruler, is restrained by his overwhelming power. And when you are in front of a tyrant ruler, as we read in the history of Islam, that there were very many oppressive rulers and very tyrant rulers, and they would not withstand anything that is said against them. So in front of them, in his statement of truth, cast him into the lion's den. In all probability, he would be shown no mercy whatsoever. The enemy, the oppressive ruler, he is at his mercy, and he can do with him as he pleases. He might punish him, he might torture him, or he might cast him, or he might even kill him. Therefore, it is the superior form of jihad because it hinges on fear rather than hope. And here a person, it speaks of his very great iman, how strong iman he has got, that he goes right to the oppressive ruler, right in his court, and there he tells him that what you are doing is wrong. Today, if we compare it, we can't tell our children also. We are afraid of the repercussions from our children. A wife can't tell her husband, a husband can't tell his wife. We are afraid of any people also. We say that if we speak, it will cause problems, and people will go against me, etc. In front of ordinary people, we are frightened to speak. So in front of an oppressive ruler, and who is an oppressive ruler? One who is known that he will just kill, he will put in jail, he'll torture, etc. And in front of him, to go and say that the word of truth, and the man of Islam who were true with the iman, may Allah grant us all such iman. This is what we lack very, very greatly, that iman and that yaqeen, to be able to speak the truth. Today we try and change the subject, or we put it in a, try and put it in a mind form, but to say the truth as it is very, very hard for us because of the weakness of our iman. And the four imams, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik rahimahumullah, they were the examples of this, that in front of the oppressive rulers they spoke the truth. So much so that they were lashed, they were put in jail, that janaza came out of the jail. But that did not deter them. They accepted that also. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, though his janaza also came out of the jail, but he said that about 20,000 non-Muslims accepted Islam at his janaza. So these were those people who did not keep their comfort and their dunya in mind, and the ease and the temporary life of this world, but they kept Allah's command in mind and the everlasting life of the Akhirah. May we also build our iman to that level, and we also can speak the truth and maintain the truth wherever it might be. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.